This is part two of a five-part series. Looking toward the Phillips Art Center, you will see the forebay of this enhanced stormwater basin. It is designed to capture most of the particulate matter that is suspended in the incoming water. These particles are some of the main pollutants in stormwater runoff and often contain, or have attached to them, heavy metals, fertilizer, oil, grease, bacteria, and viruses. By slowing the flow of stormwater, many of these particles will settle to the bottom where they will be broken down, thereby improving quality. The forebay area was also planted with species that are known to take up heavy metals. This is important because heavy metals can't really be broken down like organic particles can. The use of plant species with high treatment potential is an important component of SEEP that helps improve water quality. About 85% of the stormwater entering SEEP passes through the forebay, and most of the particulate pollution and pesticides are removed in this area. This also makes SEEP different from other stormwater basins in appearance and function, because it incorporates and balances biodiversity. As we move along, you'll begin to see the hydraulic control structure on your right. This weir separates the forebay from the rest of the basin. This structure increases the water treatment potential of the forebay by maximizing the time that stormwater remains there. During a storm, runoff water begins to pile up, but only when there is enough rainfall will the levels in the forebay rise above the V-notch in the weir. If you'll go a bit further, you'll notice the cypress trees all around you. Unlike most stormwater basins, SEEP was planted with numerous species, including cypress trees. Cypresses used to be common in the forested wetlands throughout the southeastern United States, though that has changed in recent years. All of the trees you see here were planted in 1999. You may notice that some of the trees have grown larger than the others. This is due to localized differences in soil nutrients and flooding duration. As you move along, you'll begin to see the berm vegetation that separates the forebay from the rest of the basin. Notice the drastic variation in plant life between both areas. These differences come down to hydrology. Because the berm is higher than the surrounding wetland, the duration and frequency of the flooding here is reduced. The hydrology varies between the left and right sides of the berm as well. The topographic variation that this berm brings to the basin significantly increases the number of plant species that are found in SEEP. To your right, you'll see tall cattails in the basin. During storms, cattails hidden behind the trees filter water from the UF Cultural Plaza into the basin. Cattails are native, but are often considered a nuisance because they can crowd out other native vegetation when excess nutrients are present. However, cattails remove excess nutrients from the water and help improve overall water quality downstream, so that cattails and other nutrient-loving plants are less likely to grow in the rest of the basin. Continue to part 3.